Please direct your attention to the Pentagon Memorial flagpole to your right. In honor of Patriot Day and in remembrance of the 184 lives lost at the Pentagon, the flag is flying at half staff. Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Army Chief of Chaplains, Major General Donald Rutherford.
Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, our ever-present help in trouble, remember the events of September 11th, 2001. We pray for all those who grieve today, for those who witnessed and survived the attacks, those who came to rescue, to save and protect, for all the souls who were lost, remembering especially those whose names are eternally etched into this memorial. On a day when the worst was visited upon our nation, our spirits are forever inspired by the acts of heroic valor that we witnessed at Ground Zero, in a Pennsylvania field, and here at the Pentagon. We pray for the selfless men and women we've been called to defend our country in the ways of freedom both at home and abroad. Inspired by their legacy, we ask for continued courage and strength of spirit to faithfully serve our military and our nation. We are thankful, Divine Healer, that in our time of loss, you do not abandon us to our grief. Pour out your healing balm upon us that we may do your work, sharing peace with justice, offering forgiveness and building community, and walking with others into abundant life for all. Hear us, Lord God, as we join in prayer this day. In your holy name we pray, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. 11 years ago, at 9:37 a.m., the Pentagon was attacked. Please join us in observing a moment of silence to remember those who perished. The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey.
Mr. President, Mrs. Obama, Mr. Secretary, distinguished guests, good morning, and thank you all for being here. My wife Deanie and I offer a special welcome to the families and friends of those we lost on these grounds 11 years ago today. One of them was Chief Warrant Officer William Ruth. His memorial bench of granite and steel sits in the last row in front of me, seventh in from the far right. Bill served as a Marine in Vietnam, flying helicopters. After the war, he became a social studies teacher and joined the Army National Guard, serving in the first Gulf War as a medevac pilot. He was loved by his students. They were proud of his service and moved by his deep commitment to them and to our nation. One student said, "He opened up my eyes and my heart to the world." Many others, inspired by his example, became teachers, nurses, firefighters, and several followed him into the life of the military. Bill retired from the classroom after nearly 30 years and returned to serve in the Pentagon. There's no doubt among his colleagues that he lost his life that fateful morning because in the middle of the chaos, he stopped to help somebody. There were thousands like Bill that day. They remind us that life takes on meaning only as the causes to which we attach ourselves have meaning. That in the end, we become what we are through some cause we make our own. September 11th will always stand apart from other days, not because of what we say up here about service and sacrifice, courage and character. Of course, it's all of those things, but also because of what those things say about all of us, all Americans. So today, as we remember the 184 lives that ended here and all who perished in New York and in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, let us commit ourselves to the ideals for which they lived and in which they believed. Let us also honor the generation they inspired to step forward to defend our nation, a generation who fought in Iraq and who still fight in Afghanistan. Let us rededicate our own lives to the cause of giving back to our great nation. For as one of our nation's leaders said, "The strength of our democracy has always rested on the willingness of those who believe in its values and in their will to serve, to give something back to this country." And now it's my privilege to introduce to you the man who spoke those words and who lives them every day, our Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta.
Mr. President, Mrs. Obama, General Dempsey, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, and in particular, the family members who lost a loved one here on 9/11. 11 years ago, on a morning very much like this, terrorists attacked the symbols of American strength, our economy and our commerce, our military might, and our democracy, and took the lives of citizens from more than 90 countries. It was the worst terrorist attack on America in our history. Today, people gather across the United States, around the world, to remember the tragic events of 9/11. Some take part in ceremonies like this. Others spend time in quiet reflection and prayer. And all of us take a moment to remember again where we were at that fateful moment. Here together as one family, we pause to honor and to pray and to remember 184 lives lost at the Pentagon, more than 2,700 killed in Lower Manhattan, and the 40 who perished in that field in Pennsylvania on Flight 93. These victims' families remember those who were lost as mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters. The family members here today know that the entire nation, joins you in mourning the loss of your loved ones. We are honored by your presence, and just as your loved ones are heroes forever, so are all of you. Today, we also recognize and remember other heroes, those first responders who rushed to this scene behind me, into the fire and chaos to save lives and helped in any way possible. We owe all of you a very special debt. We appreciate all you did to provide aid and comfort to those who needed it so badly. Our thoughts also turn to the survivors, On that bright, sunny Tuesday morning, you reported to work with no idea about the tragedy that lay ahead. Suddenly, this building was rocked by an explosion. After the impact, many of you risked your lives to help others. Many can remember the smell of the rubble and jet fuel. And some of you knew the victims as office mates and friends and knew their families. Like 60 years before, a nation at peace suddenly found itself at war. For all of you and for every American, this memorial is a permanent place for prayer and for remembrance. And it is a fitting tribute to the lives of those so cruelly taken from us, the passengers and crew of Flight 77, the military and civilian personnel working here at the Pentagon. It is a fitting tribute to all of those who were lost. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to visit another memorial, the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville. I was reminded of those horrible moments after the hijacking, when the passengers and crew were able to make frantic calls to speak to their loved ones for the last time. They knew what was at stake, and yet they decided to fight back. Together, they took swift and decisive action to stop yet another attack targeted at the nation's capital. That spirit of selflessness, that spirit of determination and courage, is the enduring legacy of 9/11. It inspires our nation, it inspires our military to ensure that such an attack will never happen again. It inspires us to never forget those who perished, to defend our homeland, to defend our ideals, to send a resounding message to our enemies that no one attacks the United States of America and gets away with it. For today, we also recall that out of the shock and the sadness of 9/11 came a new sense of unity and resolve that this would not happen again. It inspired a fierce determination to fight back and protect our way of life. In trying to attack our strengths, the terrorist unleashed our greatest strength, the spirit and the will of Americans to fight for their country. Millions of Americans responded. A whole new and great generation stepped forward to serve in uniform, to fight in this war on terrorism. They bled on distant battlefields. They relentlessly pursued those who would do us harm. They put their lives on the line to give all of us a safer and better future, and to bring those behind these attacks to justice. Because of their sacrifices, because they were willing to fight and to die, because of their dedication, our nation is stronger and safer today than on 9/11. We never gave up the search for bin Laden. We successfully brought him to justice. We decimated the leadership of Al-Qaeda. We have them on the run, and we have made it difficult for them to plan and conduct another 9/11 attack. And while that group is still a threat, we've dealt them a heavy blow, and we will continue to fight them in Yemen, in Somalia, in North Africa, wherever they go, to make sure they have no place to hide. Our troops denied safe haven to Al-Qaeda and its allies in Afghanistan, and they're fighting so that Afghanistan can secure and govern itself. Make no mistake, we will continue to pursue and fight our enemies wherever they go, wherever they hide, wherever they try to find refuge. We will never stop until we have made sure that America is safe. On this day of solemn remembrance, let us renew a solemn pledge to those who died on 9/11 and their families. It is a pledge we also make to all of those who put their lives on the line and who've paid a heavy price for the last 11 years of war. Our pledge is to keep fighting for a safer and stronger future. Our pledge is to ensure that America always remains a government of, by, and for all people. That pledge, that legacy, makes clear that no one who died on that terrible day 11 years ago died in vain. They died for a stronger America. This morning we are honored by the presence of our military and civilian leaders, and we are particularly honored by the presence of the President and Mrs. Obama. This President has led our efforts in this fight, and I have been honored to serve with him. It is now my great honor to introduce our Commander-in-Chief. Ladies and gentlemen, President Barack Obama.
Secretary Panetta, General Dempsey, member of our armed forces, and most importantly, to the families, survivors, and loved ones of those we lost. Michelle and I are humbled to join you again on this solemn anniversary. Today, we remember a day that began like so many others. There were rides to school and commutes to work, early flights and familiar routines, quick hugs, and quiet moments. It was a day like this one, a clear blue sky, but a sky that would soon be filled with clouds of smoke and prayers of a nation shaken to its core. Even now, all these years later, it is easy for those of us who lived through that day to close our eyes and to find ourselves back there and back here, back when grief crashed over us like an awful wave, when Americans everywhere held each other tight, seeking the reassurance that the world we knew wasn't crumbling under our feet. 11 times we have marked another September 11th come and gone. 11 times we have paused in remembrance, in reflection, in unity, and in purpose. This is never an easy day, but it is especially difficult for all of you, the families of nearly 3,000 innocents who lost their lives, your mothers and fathers, your husbands and wives, your sons, and your daughters. They were taken from us suddenly and far too soon. To you and your families, the rest of us cannot begin to imagine the pain you've endured these many years. We will never fully understand how difficult it has been for you to carry on, to summon that strength, and to rebuild your lives. But no matter how many years pass, no matter how many times we come together on this hallowed ground, know this: that you will never be alone. Your loved ones will never be forgotten. They will endure in the hearts of our nation because through their sacrifice, they helped us make the America we are today, an America that has emerged even stronger. Most of the Americans we lost that day had never considered the possibility that a small band of terrorists halfway around the world could do us such harm. Most had never heard the name Al-Qaeda. And yet it's because of their sacrifice that we've come together and dealt a crippling blow to the organization that brought evil to our shores. Al-Qaeda's leadership has been devastated, and Osama bin Laden will never threaten us again. Our country is safer, and our people are resilient. It's true that the majority of those who died on September 11th had never put on our country's uniform, and yet they inspired more than 5 million Americans, members of the 9/11 generation, to wear that uniform over the last decade. These men and women have done everything that we have asked. Today, the war in Iraq is over. In Afghanistan, we're training Afghan security forces and forging a partnership with the Afghan people. And by the end of 2014, the longest war in our history will be over. Meanwhile, countless civilians have opened their hearts to our troops, our military families, and our veterans. 11 years ago, memorial services were held for Americans of different races and creeds, backgrounds, and beliefs. And yet, instead of turning us against each other, tragedy has brought us together. I've always said that our fight is with Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, not with Islam or any other religion. This country was built as a beacon of freedom and tolerance. That's what's made us strong, now and forever. And finally, when those innocent souls were taken from us, they left behind unfulfilled work and tasks that remain undone. And that's why, on a day when others sought to bring this country down, we chose to build it up with a national day of service and remembrance. Scripture tells us, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There's no better way to honor the best in those who died than by discovering the best in ourselves. This anniversary allows us to renew our faith that even the darkest night gives way to a brighter dawn. Today, we can come here to the Pentagon and touch these names and kneel beside a building where a single stone still bears the scars of that fire. We can visit the Field of Honor in Pennsylvania and remember the heroes who made it sacred. We can see water cascading into the footprints of the Twin Towers and gaze up at a new tower rising above the New York skyline. And even though we may never be able to fully lift the burden carried by those left behind, we know that somewhere a son is growing up with his father's eyes and a daughter has her mother's laugh, living reminders that those who died are with us still. So as painful as this day is and always will be, it leaves us with a lesson that no single event can ever destroy who we are. No act of terrorism can ever change what we stand for. Instead, we recommit ourselves to the values that we believe in, holding firmly, without wavering, to the hope that we confess. That's the commitment that we reaffirm today. And that's why, when the history books are written, the true legacy of 9/11 will not be one of fear or hate or division. It will be a safer world, a stronger nation, and a people more united than ever before. God bless the memories of those we lost. And God bless these United States of America.